This is the Bears Barroom Radio Network. The following program is recorded live and intended for all audiences.
This is the National Football League. You got a bunch of owners who inherit the teams, who are members of the Lucky Sperm Club, who are trying to negotiate in 2018 high-tech type of agents. And I just think Ted Phillips and Ryan Pace are overmatched. And I think it's bad for the whole football team. And it's a cloud that hangs over the head of the Bears and Matt Nagy and what they want to do. How many times you heard this? I'm going to Vegas. I go, how'd you do? Well, if I lost $4,000, but you know, you go there to have fun. No, you go there to win. And that's what's wrong with people. They have the negative mentality in anything they do, including sports, before they even laid the bet down. So you gotta be positive. The people that really scare me, the people that can walk in those electric carts. And they go to the slot machine and sit on them. And then they forget that they're supposed to be, you know, crippled from the waist down. Have a bear standing with a towel in his hands, rubbing his crotch. Bear ball washer. What you got to really try to do is money manage and only bet one or two games on a Sunday. That's what we'll be doing on Bear Barroom.
You're listening to the Mike North Advantage, and it begins right now.
That's right. The Mike North Advantage begins right now, and we are gonna have some fun today. I'm telling you, I am Aldo Gandia. I am Mike's wingman, and Mike is the hottest sports handicapper in the country. Here at the Mike North Advantage, over the last 3 weeks, the first 3 weeks, I should say, of the NFL, he is 11-1. Hey, Mr. Red Hot Mike North, how are you?
You know what? I wish I could say it was just another day, but it isn't. I'm in an unusual position. I'm actually dominating, which is hard to do in sports handicapping. There are about 2,000 people that make a living off betting on sports in the whole country that make money. There's millions that lose money. So, Aldo, I'm one of those 2,000. And when you're at the top of that 2,000, I don't care if you're a pitcher, if you're the best construction worker, if you're a handicapper, you know what? Sooner or later, the word's going to get out. And you know what? Bear Barroom does a great job getting the word out, putting the stuff up. We do it for all the shows. We do the best we can. You know, we're a mom-pa operation right now. But I'm going to tell everybody this. If you're not going with my picks right now, there's something wrong with you.
Right.
There is something absolutely wrong with you. I was last week, including all the other plays on Bears Barroom because they match up with the Sun Times, as I've told everybody. I was 8-8, and I sort of did like the Redskins, but it didn't pan out. And I sort of liked another game. But you know what did pan out? I took Buffalo. I mean, Buffalo. I'm the only man. My bookmaker told me. Who's Buffalo? Who's playing this team? He told me. I go, well, Buffalo. And he goes, I haven't written them down yet. I thought they were playing against themselves, this team. No, the Minnesota Vikings played Buffalo. And I called that game, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I took the 16.5, and they went straight up.
Yeah.
Chicago Bears, 3-0 right now. Mm. I told everybody. And Aldo can bring these cuts back if we need to. If people don't believe the phenomenon that is going on right now. I told Aldo the Cardinals would lose. The Bears would win. The Cardinals would cover and lose by 2 or 3. Am I right?
You are right.
Hey. So it's not brag, it's just fact. I don't know what to do. I'm in an uncomfortable position. It's like Babe Ruth bragging about power at home runs. But I got to do it. There's nobody else going to do it. Believe me, there is no other handicapper in this town that will come up and say right now, Mike North's the best, because that's not what handicappers do.
Yep.
I wouldn't do it. They don't do that.
Right.
So you
got to
get the word out yourself. But sooner or later, my God, I was 4-0 in the best bets on this show, and I took two different in the Sun Times. If I'm not mistaken, in the Chicago Sun Times last week, I took the Cardinals on Bear Barroom for best bet.
That's right.
I took the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
So I even had two top picks out of the picks that I was making. Not one, but two. So pay attention. Jesus, dear Lord. On high. Make them pay attention.
I am going to. You know, Mike, I have been planning on doing a really cool ad that highlights, you know, your gift of making these picks, but I am afraid to, because you know how these things work. I post a really cool ad, and then the next week you go 0-4. So
you're right. Do not do anything. For God's sake, don't do anything, Eldo. I implore you, don't do anything.
But we have to.
I know you're going to look. I know down the line. Look, today the ad was great. I'm not complaining. Believe me, I'm not complaining. But you know what? You're right. I'm afraid this week. I was afraid last week.
You were,
that's
yeah.
Good when I'm afraid. When I'm comfortable with my picks, that's bad news for America. When I'm uncomfortable, like I am once again this week, then, You know what? That might be a good sign. Because quite frankly, since the season began, I've been out of my mind, and I've been scared every single week. You know that.
Right. That's so true. That's so true.
God, now, I'm exhausted. Can I go get a cup of coffee? I've only had 10.
You've only had 10, huh?
Oh, BB just walked in. Perfect timing, another large Starbucks as I'm watching the Ryder Cup, and they're getting their asses kicked in the afternoon round, if you will, after dominating, only because they decided to play favorites, just like other football teams do. They got Phil Mickelson crapping the bed out there. Tiger crapped the bed this morning. You know,
wow.
All the old-time favorites. They're playing a high-pressurized game outside in Paris. And you know what? Sooner or later, it's going to catch up to you, so we'll see what happens. That's your Ryder Cup update here on Bear Barrel. Eldo?
Awesome, awesome. I was going to ask you about the Ryder Cup at the end of the show, but
Should I be disgusted at 7 o'clock in the morning about the way we're playing anything?
That's right. No, you shouldn't.
They were up. They've been playing since 1. I got up at 5. They were almost done. The morning round was almost done. You want to talk about time difference?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about that game last night. The Rams beat the Vikings 38-31. What a offensive slugfest. Kirk Cousins throws for 422 yards, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. This after being embarrassed by Buffalo, as you pointed out earlier. And then Jared Goff, whoa, my goodness, 5 touchdown passes, 465 yards passing. Simply phenomenal quarterbacking. I mean, in this day and age, if you aren't putting up, 250, at least 250 yards passing, then there's got to be something wrong with your quarterback, right, Mike?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. I I'm going to give everybody an interesting stats because this is what I do. Okay? And my interesting stat is brought to you by the fine folks at Bet Chicago. Bet Chicago's kicking off the 2018 football season by giving away 10 dimes. As you know, Chicago taking on you know who this week, and believe me when I tell you this, I'm a little worried about these Buccaneers. And anyone who goes 6-for-6 in Bet Chicago Sunday night contest will get a share of the 10 grand. Now, I'm hoping all the people on Bear Barroom are playing this because there's people winning every week. I talk to my guy Frank, and he tells me they're winning every week. Mike, it's unbelievable. They're getting 6 out of 6. So if you have no money at all, if you're having money funding something, if you're having money paying your bar bill, if you're having money in your light bill, you know, if the only man that can save your lights from going off is Edison and he ain't coming back, then you need to play this. So, you know, you can win 10 dimes or up two. Go to betchicago.com, enter your picks to play, and it's completely free. It's no risk, all reward, so why not play? Don't just watch the game Sunday night. Play the game and win some cash with Bet Chicago. Now, the Rams, let me get to these guys. A great stat. My record on Sundays in the National Football League, you can't get this anywhere else. They ain't going to tell you because they don't win, most of these people. 29-9 on Sundays. My stat going in against the other days, Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, which means individual games, Aldo, my way of doing it is not as successful. I pick better when there's bulk games, as you can see on Sundays. I was 2-7 going into last night on those 3 different days. Last night I got a push, thank God. So I've broken the ice a little bit on Thursday night because on Thursdays I was 0-3. So it's the individual nights when I tell people to go light. Boy, why is Mike telling us to go light? Because I pick better when there's bulk games than one individual game, and I have the stats to prove it. And I'm still a phenomenal 15, 16 games above 500. As far as the Rams are concerned, Aldo, I believe, I'm not sure, aren't we playing the Rams this year? Because
yes.
If we are, do the Bears have a chapel in the locker room? That's all I'm going to say. Because it doesn't matter how good any team is against them. They're superior right now to anybody. And this kid who was laughed at and panned in his first year, now comes back and he's like feathering footballs over defenders' hands right where he's got to put them and where it's comfortable, where the receiver can catch it. But I saw a double team and the only guy that could catch the ball was the receiver. That's very rare in the game of football. It's a coffin corner, touchdown past the cup.
December 9th at Soldier Field, Rams visit the Chicago Bears. I imagine that by that time, this red-hot Rams team is going to cool down a little bit at
least. Why don't you do me a little favor? Because this is what I do. This is what the advantage. You know why this show's called The Advantage?
No.
Because you have the advantage if you listen to the show. Okay? Do me a favor. Look up the Rams schedule. Okay?
I have it in front of me.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, I looked it up. If they lose, it's going to be a shock. They have a weak schedule on paper.
Yeah.
On paper. Anywhere else, and I'm including my Bears, our Bears, I'm including that. There's no way if they're on all cylinders, you got one of the best running backs in the league, Todd Gurley, who I absolutely thought wasn't going to be as good as he is. So I'll be the first one up. But I wasn't like the other people about the quarterback. I know you got to give a quarterback time, but some quarterbacks deserve more time than others because they've been pedigree their whole life or their whole career in football from the time they were in sixth grade. He's one of those guys.
Yep, I agree with that. And you know what? I was actually opposite of you. I thought Gurley was going to be a tremendous player, and I thought Goff was going to be a bust.
Right. That's what's fun about sports because, really, you know, I'm happy for Gurley. I don't have no axe to grind, but he did get hurt at Georgia, and then they had another guy come in right after him, Chubb, who ended up doing better than him.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you supposed to think? Was it the system? Was it the line? And can this guy bounce back from injury? Well, we got the answer. And now that quarterback, I'll tell you what I saw just from watching last night that Trubisky's got to get better at. The fake handoffs. I mean, this guy hands the ball off faking it, and it looks like the guy's got the ball. And don't forget, you got Gurley in the backfield. But you know what? If he improves his fakes to Howard, he'll have another half second maybe. Or a little bit less, but a little bit more time to get rid of the football. His faking has got to get better because he never fools me when he fakes the handoff. Does he? Does he fool you?
No, he doesn't. He needs to work on a few things. And
I didn't know half the time who had the ball, Gurley or Goff. And then you'd see Goff roll out, or then all of a sudden they go, oh, Goff's got it this time. And then you'd see Gurley go up the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I was very impressed with their fundamentals. I was very impressed with the way they played the game and didn't panic. Their coach is like 31 years old. He's an infant. And they love the guy. So, hey, they got something going on in the graveyard, I once called the National Football League. And they still didn't have a full house last night. So I don't want to hear about how football's back in L.A.
Yeah, isn't that funny? They're really trying to promote that. But those fans, those L.A. fans out there, they don't really love football.
They got the best team in football. They couldn't fill the place.
That is so sad.
You can look at it any way you want. That's USC territory.
Mm-hmm.
Period. End of story. That's why they're going to Inglewood. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go to Inglewood to pick up drugs. I'm just being honest. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you the truth.
Okay.
If I had to pick up drugs, I wouldn't. They go, come to Inglewood. I know I'm a drug addict, but I'm not going there, okay?
But don't they have the really good stuff there?
If I'm picking up heroin, forget about it.
I love it.
You ever been there?
No, I've never been to Inglewood. I've been told to stay away from Inglewood.
I look up at the airport. I don't really see Inglewood, up at the one of those boards. But no, L.A.'s a nice town, and they'll clean that up just like they cleaned up the stadium here.
Yeah.
Chicago Stadium, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, may I have your attention? I used to go to Chicago Stadium as a kid. I'm happy to be here. That's all. No more questions, Your Honor.
Yeah, that was a long flight up to those nosebleed seats, right? They had no escalators.
Forget about that. How about just getting there? Once you got there, climbing the stairs was the easy part.
I made the mistake once of telling my friends, yeah, I find parking on the street all the time. And so my friends didn't show up to the game, and I asked them what happened. Well, we parked on the street, and we got mugged. So we spent the afternoon in the police department. And I go, oh no, I'm sorry.
All right. We did park at somebody's lots, but sometimes there'd be four or five of us. Okay?
Yeah.
But if you're going with your girlfriend back in the day, God rest your soul.
Yeah, you better
just be
careful. Heart 4803 in the chat room reminds us that it was Red Top Parking. Those were the parking lots back then around the
stadium. Oh, my God. And Wirtz owned the ball. It was perfect, you know.
Uh-huh.
and it was a beautiful thing. And I remember, hell, forget about that. We took a bus to the amphitheater once from the north side to see the Bulls in their first year.
Oh, my goodness.
And we didn't really know what we were getting ourselves into. It was 1966, 67. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Tough neighborhood there.
Oh, my God.
They don't talk.
And then you get to the place, and it looks like, well, it was thousands of years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just unbelievable. Great time growing up in Chicago. Filled with fear and high hopes.
That's right. That was a neighborhood where people didn't ask you what time it was. They just took your watch.
That's right.
All righty.
Cannot believe you wore a watch. Exactly. I just used to look for a clock and somebody, look for a clock on a tower.
That's right. There were a lot of them around, and most of them weren't working, though. Okay,
that's
I want
right.
to talk I, about...
That's true. Sometimes they'd hit a little chink in the armor there.
I want to talk about Mitch Trubisky. You were talking about his handoff abilities or lack of abilities, and there's just been some issues with our quarterback. And the word is that Matt Nagy is going to dumb things down for the second-year quarterback, and he was asked, he being Mitch Trubisky, he was asked about that at a press conference earlier this week, and this is what he said. This is about 45 seconds long then, Mike, and I want you to comment.
On Monday, Nagy said that maybe you're overloaded, maybe there's too much in your brain, maybe they're giving you too much right now, and that they'll monitor that. Do you feel that way? He hinted maybe we'll scale things back, but we'll have to wait and see. How do you feel right now?
Yeah, I feel good. We have all those talks and that communication between me and coach, and I'm going to do whatever they decide as a coaching staff. So whatever they decide to put on my plate, I got to study, I got to do my job on the field, and if they feel like we got to pull back this week or next week or whatever it is, and just simplify so we can play faster. Look, Coach Nagy always says first year in the offense is his first year as a head coach, so he's got a lot on his plate as well that he's trying to figure out, and I'm just still trying to master this offense one day at a time and figure out, and we're just going to keep going.
All right,
going
as you say, blah, 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 blah. What do you think about what he just said, Mike?
I just went into my shemp sleep, if you will, for Three Stooges fame. Here's what I got to say. Look, I love the fact that the kid says whatever they put in front of me, I'm gonna try to learn. I give him 100% credit for that. I also give Nagy a failing grade in helping develop this kid early by not playing him during the preseason, because this is stuff we shouldn't be hearing now. This is stuff that should have been ironed out in maybe game two where they played a half. I think that to everybody that plays their starters the same amount of time for all the teams in the league is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady doesn't need to play as much as Mitch Trubisky. Yet that's what happened this year. Mitch Trubisky should be playing a half in the first game, the second game, the third game, but they're afraid of injury. I get all that. But then when I hear Nagy's got a lot to learn too, that's what he said. Am I right? He mm-hmm. goes, well, coach has got a lot to learn too.
That's right.
Then that means this is stuff that should have been ironed out maybe a little bit earlier. And in fact, if Matt Nagy, I would advise him to listen to an Aldo Gandia. Believe me, when I put the A on, things are hopping. And yours truly, Pappy, Mike North, because from day one at the advantage, you can think you know football. You can think you got it all figured out. You can think you have the stats. I'm talking 55 years here, folks. I told Eldolf day one on the advantage, be like Green Bay in the 60s. Find five things that work. Take those five things on offense and on defense and practice them continuously over the amount of time it takes to practice. Quit laying around and stretching your legs because it doesn't work anyway. Jog around the track twice, do 100 jumpy jacks, and then practice five plays on offense, five plays on defense, and then you could add other plays once those plays become successful. But I'm not doubting that he's gone in there going, there's too much stuff, or maybe they fought that themselves.
Yeah, you know what is interesting is that Mark Potash...
God, am I on again? This is like the fourth week, isn't it?
You know what, Mike? I looked at our show rundown. This is show number 7 that we've done together.
Did they go so fast?
Unbelievable.
I mean, this is like supersonic. Folks, believe me when I tell you this. Can a man catch lightning in a bottle again this week? When shows go fast, they're good. Go ahead. I digress.
Okay. Your good buddy Mark Potash over at the Chicago Sun-Times and Patrick Finley, who was on Bears 100 Proof recently, they do a little video that's up on Twitter, sure. And I was listening to it this morning, and they brought up a topic that I want your opinion on, which is the backup quarterback. I'm going to play what they are saying and have you react to it. They're talking about, you know, maybe Chase Daniel would give them a better chance to win. Listen to your buddy Mark Potash and Patrick Finley.
Is it Chase Daniel quarterback controversy time?
I love the idea that this whole Nagy regime is built on Mitch Trubisky developing, right. And yet at the first sign of trouble, when they have a defense that someone can actually hang your hat on,
right.
People are actually suggesting, well, they should play Chase Daniel because, in theory, and probably reality, he gives them a better chance to win. That's not what this season is all about. It's not going to happen.
No, and yeah, we are, and in my opinion, we are weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks away from that even being a logical...
It's an interesting twist on the age-old coachism,
right.
That we're going to play the guys who give us the best chance to win. You can't say that right now. I mean, based on what we saw Chase Daniel do, and it was in the preseason, but still,
it was good.
He has a better grasp of his offense than Mitch Trubisky does.
He should. He's
but
been in
it for
years.
Kind of conversation.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? And I think it's true.
They act like this year's for nothing.
I know. That's
I
the weird
Mark
thing.
Potash. I love Mark Potash. I love them both. And Mark, I want to thank him. He sent me a nice email. He said in his 13 years of doing the cheat sheet in the Sun-Times, he's never had anybody go with the record I had last week, 23-8-1, ever. So I know I like Mark. I love Mark. We're neighborhood guys. But tell Akeem Hicks that. Tell Khalil Mack that. Tell any of the Allen Robinson that. Because I'm going to tell everybody. I went on Twitter a month and a half ago, and I said, I hate to tell everybody this, but I believe Chase Daniel is the best quarterback in camp. I got my ass beat by 80% of the Bear fans. I'll stand by what I say, and here's what I'm going to tell everybody. You can develop a quarterback, ask Steve Young, once he went to San Francisco, by watching somebody else. And then the argument that you would not throw, you would not, you know, this season just is for development, well, then they're not paying attention to who they're playing this week. They're playing a guy named Ryan Fitzpatrick that if Jameis Winston did not get suspended, believe me when I tell you this, Tampa Bay would not be 3-1. That's all I'm going to tell you. That guy's got issues. He's still their best quarterback probably. But you know what? I'm scared to death of Ryan Fitzpatrick this week, and I'd rather have the defense play Jameis Winston. Period. End of story. Am I right or wrong?
I think you're right, but there are people in the chat room who are saying this. Hart4803 says, Chase Daniel is a career backup, a poor man's Fitzmagic in the Nagy system. And Badge40 says, Daniel is not the answer. So,
we didn't say they were the answer. We're just saying, who's the best quarterback now?
Who can give you a better chance?
If you're looking for the answer, tell me Trubisky is, after what you've seen. If you think, if we're going off careers... Mm-hmm. Chase Daniels had a better career. So my point is, I understand that they got to develop Trubisky, but this Bear defense can win this division with a little bit of offense.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure they can win this division with Trubisky. Their defense is that good. We did not expect it, but we got it with Khalil Mack, and whatever he did has perked up the crowd. But we're going to get a better read because we're actually going to be playing a pretty good quarterback and a pretty good team this week compared to what we saw last week, which is probably the worst team in football. Because if we're being honest, even in the first quarter, there was an out pattern. The linebacker almost intercepted it, was going to go all the way from Trubisky. It was in the corner, and we might have lost that game. Mm-hmm. So we're 2-1, and that's all I care about. But I think if right now, if you want to win right now and have a shot at the division, he's got to be considered. Don't throw him away like he's a nobody. This is a pretty good defense team, and if you could put up 14 points on offense and maybe with some help from turnovers, get up to 20 a game, I like our chances.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm not saying that Trubisky can't come back and win this week. I'm just saying, Aldo, to laugh Chase Daniel off and to look at Trubisky and act like he's Tom Brady, you're as goofy for thinking that as thinking Chase Daniels is a bad football player.
I think you're making a really valid point. You don't have a lot of supporters in the chat room. They're all saying, you know, you got to look.
Well, that's an encouraging sign for me. I based my life, my career on going opposite the public, and I've done pretty well. So I don't care about numbers. My opinion is valid. I've been doing this for a long time. I'm telling you right now that Tampa Bay, they have a quandary. What happens if Fitzmagic, and that's how good he's been, sure he had an off game, but they did come back. What happens if he puts up 400 yards this week and they beat this Bears defense?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now what? Now what do you do with Jameis Winston? Because you can't tell me he's better than Fitzmagic would be in the first 5 weeks. You can't. Mm-hmm. He was player of the week. I mean, please, you know? I'm just watching. I'm not making this up. Did this actually happen? That we're worried because of a guy named Ryan Fitzmagic, not because of Jameis Winston, period.
George Bayless, who is listening from across the pond, says,
God bless him.
He's asking, have you ever played quarterback, Mike? Because he has, and he's saying that Daniels knows the offense better, but that there are 11 other players or 10 other players on the field learning this offense. And so that's, he thinks
they
that's
got a chance to win this division. I don't want to hear it. Look at the Rams. Where were they picked last year? Where were the Eagles picked this year? George, stick to soccer. My God.
George.
The Eagles, where were the Eagles picked last year to finish?
Last, I believe.
I mean, are we serious here? There's always new teams that make the playoffs. We got a shot. Now, who's going to stop us from that shot? Will it be the defense or the offense? I got a pretty good idea which side of the ball. All I'm saying is we got to perk it up. Geez, if you wanted to sit Trubisky for one game, you'd be under an onslaught, and he's been a dirty diaper, folks. Face facts.
So I'm going to ask this question in the chat room to get people's opinion. Which quarterback?
Get them off me, Aldo. They're all over me. Get them off
they
me.
They are. They're
all over me.
They're kicking. They're kicking.
Oh, they're kicking my butt. God, I can't take it. Can I get some stitches, please?
I'm asking this question. Who gives the Bears a better chance of winning against the Tampa Bay Bucks Sunday, Chase Daniel or Mitch Trubisky? I'm going to ask you that question, and I'm going to ask the folks in the chat room, and let's see what they say. So go ahead, Mike. You go first.
I think Mitch Trubisky does, basically because Chase Daniels is a tutor right now. That's what he's being treated like. They love Mitch Trubisky, so we got to go with him. I understand that. Check with me in week 8 and check what the players on defense think or the special teams. If they're losing games 10-9,
mm-hmm.
You know, if they would have lost that game last week, we are having this discussion in a whole different vein. This is, a lot of people know their football, but they react to wins. Oh, we're 2-1. Like Mitch Trubisky had really something to do with that? Watch the games, folks. Dear Lord, please, watch the games and don't be ball washers.
Wait a minute. We're trying to sell those T-shirts.
That's why they're going to sell. If I don't bring them up, who is?
That's true. That's true. I think I think that, you know, in my opinion, because I actually posted this on Twitter during Sunday's game. I said that right now, I believe Chase Daniels gives the Bears a better chance of winning week to week, but we have to take our lumps and play Mitch Trubisky.
Because we traded up for a project.
Yeah,
That's what you're telling everybody. He doesn't even know how to set his feet.
But
did you hear him? He doesn't know how to set his feet.
He has
on certain situations.
I
hear the analysts.
Certain plays, that is true. But the thing is as long as you're winning with this neophyte quarterback, you know, continue to throw him out there. Now, if you get into a situation,
so you're saying it's that's false hope. You're expecting one day Trubisky to come out. And, I mean, I'm reading it today. Could porous Tampa Bay defense open it up for Mitch? I read that. That's legit, don't you think?
Absolutely.
But there's one problem. Who's stopping Mitch? Is it the defenses or is it Mitch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Who overthrew that receiver a couple weeks ago? Right. Who throws in? I mean, sometimes, sure he does. Sure the defenses play well against him. But if you're telling me, I saw Chase Daniels in preseason. Preseason's preseason. I get it. But Chase Daniels knows the fundamentals of football. Mm-hmm. We're still teaching this guy that, and it's year two. That's never supposed to be the case when you have a number two pick in the draft. So that's the issue we have here. We got to wait and see. You traded up for a wait and see? Patrick Mahomes knows how to set his feet. My God.
I'm laughing because my buddy Craig Braggs Jr. says that Mike is playing poorly because of your bad attitude.
Well, first, my name's Mitch and not Mike. My name's Mike, not Mitch. Okay? I'm going to just tell you this. He's had a honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
And this is typical of Bear fans. Somebody is critical. I've seen it in politics and everything else. Somebody is critical of somebody, and you automatically become a hater. No. I've been around longer watching football than even most of the folks on Bear Barroom that work on Bear Barroom by 20 years. So there's got to be something to experience. I've seen this act before. And what I'm telling everybody is, Aldo was right. For now, it should be Chase Daniel. Just tell the Bear fans you're not looking to win the division. But don't put in the paper you're in first place then. Because apparently, winning is secondary to developing Mitch Trubisky.
I agree. Now, Badge 40 says Mahomes has been in that offense for a full season now. He only played one game last season. But here's the thing when people bring up Mahomes.
Wait a minute. Hold on. If you're telling me there's guys been in systems for 5 years that don't play like that kid, give him some credit. He's been unbelievable. He's been the player of the year so far. Please, don't try to compare Mitch Trubisky to Patrick Mahomes. It was a mistake, period. Because Bear fans, if you think you, but I don't think Patrick Mahomes would be good with the Bears because you have a great quarterback coach in Andy Reid, a guy that knows how to develop quarterbacks. So I don't think he'd be this good with the Chicago Bears because they don't. It's history, folks. It's nothing hard.
I disagree with that. I think, but from what I've seen of Patrick Mahomes, this kid, he could play well if I was coaching him.
So you think he'd have 10 touchdowns the first 2 weeks with the Bears?
No. Not those.
That's
kind
all
of,
I said.
Okay, not those kind of astronomical numbers, but he.
Well, that's
he
would, why I was saying he's player of the month.
Right.
Basically,
he would not have confidence issues. He would not. He would have the moxie that we want Mitch to have and doesn't have for whatever reason. I think Mahomes it's in his DNA that he's going to play with tons of confidence. And
all I said to you, though, Aldo. Mm-hmm. Is he wouldn't be doing with the Bears what he's doing with Kansas City. If you want to go out there and say you'd have 10 touchdowns with the Bears the first 2 weeks, you got to look at the players. You got to look at the receivers that he's got. He's got a team that's been in sync. And by the way, Mahomes hardly even played last year. He played, I think he had 29 snaps or something, or 29 attempts. Mitch had a lot more than that. So, you know what I mean? He sat. Mitch played.
We could talk about this topic forever.
Yeah. It's perfect. I love it.
But you know what we really want to talk about? We want to make some money. So who else?
Oh, my God. Thank God you saved me, because I was getting ready to just blow my top. There's smoke coming out of my ears, you know, out of my nostrils. Give me a pair of horns. I'm the Bulls mascot. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get to your picks. And we always roll this prime time music behind you. Trust me, it is playing behind you. You go ahead and do your thing, Mike North.
Verdoliak Law Group is in Chicago, Nashville. Law firm been fighting insurance companies since 1963. The Verdoliak Law Group offers reduced fees for those in uniform, military, veterans, police, and fire. If you've been injured, call 844-4VLG-LAW. That's 844-4VLG-LAW. Or visit them at Verdoliak, and that's VRDOLYAK.com to get the money you deserve. Eldo, this is your favorite time. Now, did you bet my picks last week?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't.
Okay, so basically what you're telling me
yes,
is that if you had just played the units that I asked you to play, you'd be up, because going into last week, ladies and gentlemen, if you're sitting, stand. If you're standing, sit. Because, but just applaud. We are plus 1,490 units the first 3 weeks. I've said it's like building a 100-story building. We're up to now the 19th floor after 3 weeks. Because we're going with such speed, I'm becoming America's greatest builder. Now, I went 100 on 4 games last week. It don't matter what 4 games, we won. Eldo knows it. I know it. You know it. And believe me, the handicappers who come up against me know it, even in Chicago. And by the way, when you see on Twitter, hey, so-and-so, he's a great handicapper. He's my buddy. I work with him. Ignore them, please. Ignore them.
Yeah, good idea.
Please, dear Lord, ignore them. Hey, Mike, I won this week. Where are your picks? Well, I told my buddy. Ignore them. These are documented. Oh, Vegas scores an odd last week, 2-0. Vegas scores an odds. I had Indianapolis. Who picks Indianapolis? I've been picking them. I've been riding them for 2 weeks. Eldo will tell you that. You know? Period. Okay. Here we go, Eldo. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Eldo's going, I've been ready for 3 minutes. Would you just get to the damn picks? Okay. This is one that I'm sort of scared of, but I made it as one of my barroom picks. And all my barroom main picks, they're in dark print in the Sun-Times. Those are the barroom picks also. I have the Texans. Now, Houston's in disarray. Indianapolis is on a roll, so to speak, if you will. Bill O'Brien is under much heat. Much heat. The Colts, I mean, when you look at them, they're 1-2. Seriously, Deshaun Watson is disappointed a little bit. J.J. Watt had 3 sacks last week. I think Watson comes out. I look at the spread. Usually a team is given 3 that's on the road. They're playing at Indianapolis. I'm going to take the Texans as one of my main picks, ladies and gentlemen. The Houston Texans, Eldo, plus the 1.5. You like that one?
Yeah, I like that one. Houston plus 1.5. I got it written down.
Listen, let me just say this. When you're talking to somebody that's 11-1 and you say you don't like that pick, you're the one that's going to sound stupid. You know what I'm saying.
Now, I'm the guy that picked the Bears to win 28-0 last week.
That's okay. You picked the right side. You would have played the money line and won.
So don't
beat yourself up.
Okay.
But I will tell you this, and I've told everybody this. I am bracing myself for a 3-12 week or whatever. It happens. I'm bracing myself for an 0-4 week. I'm bracing myself for a 1-3 week. Because if I wasn't, that's when I'd get them. I work hard on these picks, so I'm not giving you folks garbage. Eldo could have had a new home, a summer home, down at Fox Lake. Would have gotten it in a bankruptcy sale for a cheap price if he would have just taken my picks. Now, Patriots minus 6.5 versus the Dolphins, Eldo. Once again, Patriots, how do they look to you?
Patriots look like a team in disarray.
And there's been years where I've heard this like almost every year at the beginning of the season. What have we all heard, ladies and gentlemen? What we just heard from Eldo. And it's not Eldo. It's everybody. We're all waiting for Tom Brady to fall. I'm not waiting for him. I love the guy. And they do look like they're in disarray. Their defense and their name players, a lot of them are gone. They may be in disarray. But I'm not ready to say that the Miami Dolphins, as good at times as they've looked, and by the way, just let me say this, they're a better football team without that loser that was quarterbacking for him last year. I don't even want to get into it. Oh, yeah, his name was Jay Cutler, okay? Believe me when I tell you this, not to see him has been one of the great joys. And don't think, you know, the NFL ratings are up. I think he may have something to do with it because he left. That's all I'm going to tell you. Now,
that's hilarious.
I'm so brutal. I'm taking the Patriots minus the 6.5 versus the Dolphins for number two. All right? Number three. Nobody looks worse than the Arizona Cardinals. I think we can all agree on that. The Arizona Cardinals actually looked pretty good against the Bears. And while the Bears' defense is being showered.
Howard.
Plaudits. They played a team that basically almost beat them and scored more points in the first. I mean, they scored more than 6 points that they had the first 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just telling everybody. The Bear defense is pretty tough. So who's Arizona playing this week? Another team that faced a guillotine we call the 52. Khalil Mack and his guys. Mm-hmm. The Seattle Seahawks. I'm looking for the Cardinals. The Seahawks are giving 3 at Arizona. Nobody. You know, anybody else could give the Cardinals 3. I just think on the road, Seattle doesn't have the bite they once had. They have players like I could have a tape of what I said about the Bears when they went on the road. Am I right? They won at home. They're going to maybe lose it on the road this week. My main pick in the Sun-Times and one of my picks here on the Bar Room, ladies and gentlemen, is the Arizona Cardinals plus the 3. Now, Eldo knows this as well as I do. I've taught him from a young man. I said, Eldo, the NFL's about hype. Can you turn the music up just a little bit?
Got it.
I'd like to hear it. Oh, I love it.
Isn't it good?
Shut it up. I got my notes, thanks. Anyway, now, my fourth pick. Who had an injury last week, Eldo? Who's crippled up? Who can't get out of the gate? Who's the team that's in trouble? Who's going to be playing in the afternoon against a pretty good L.A. Chargers team? Who's 1-2, but they've played a tough schedule. And they're playing a team that lost a guy that got a lot of money to go to San Francisco and reclaim him. But I am not ready, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of where they're playing, to bet the Chargers and give 10.5 points to anybody, even St. Rita High School. If St. Rita High School was playing the Los Angeles Chargers and getting 10.5, I'd have to think about it. Because the Chargers have a way of disappointing you. They really do. If you look back in the annals, there's 2 teams. Everybody's got a team. Every handicapper's got a team that's not very good. Okay? That's tossed them. In my day, it was the Rams with John Robinson. Anytime I bet on them, they lost. It was the Jets with Joe Walton. Never bet on a coach that wears his hat backwards. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just some bad football teams. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't trust the Chargers. I'm taking the 49ers. So we got the 49ers, Cardinals, Patriots, and Texans. Now, would you like me to go through a quick synopsis of the other games like I always do and lead America to glory with the flag waving highly?
You got it. Let me bring up the music a little.
All right. All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll give my bear pick coming up, so just stay tuned for that. Well, I am 3-0
That's right.
But here's, I'll give you the bad news about going 3-0 with the Bears in a little bit, because something's going to happen. I'm taking the Green Bay Packers minus the 10 versus the Buffalo Bills. I think people are going to take the Buffalo Bills built on reaction off of last week. I think Buffalo surprised Minnesota. I think we saw Minnesota last night also. Their defense is a suspect at best right now. They have a very good quarterback. We saw what Cousins can do. I think we're going to see what the Buffalo Bills will do. Because Aaron Rodgers, I watched that game too, or watched the tape of that game. Green Bay isn't going to be going to get ambushed like Minnesota was. Take the Green Bay Packers. Cowboys minus 3 for the Detroit Lions at Dallas. Can I tell you something? I just think, I like Dak Prescott. I just think the Cowboys losing Witten, losing other people, Des Bryant, I mean, just the aura. I'm going to take the Detroit Lions plus the 3. Jaguars minus 7.5 versus the New York Jets. The New York Jets have come down to earth a little bit. Sam Darnold does look like a rookie. Sam Darnold still is going to be a great quarterback. I think Sam Darnold keeps it close against the Jaguars. Blake Bortles is capable of having a stinker, but it's still September where he's real hot. The Atlanta Falcons minus 5 versus the Bengals. You know, the Bengals are good, and the Bengals are coached badly. Atlanta, the same way. I'm not a big fan of Atlanta. Atlanta, to me, has that, okay, they're going to get so far and fall on their face. But in that case, I'm going to go with the team that's at home. I'm going with Atlanta. Eagles minus 4 at Tennessee. I've been riding Tennessee 2 in the last 3 weeks. I've done well with them.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles have the Super Bowl. They don't call it the hangover, but it's tough to repeat the next year. I still think Carson Wentz is trying to find himself. Take the Titans plus the 4. Raiders minus 3 versus the Browns. We were just discussing somebody that has his head filled with too many plays. And that would be, if I'm not mistaken, Mitch Trubisky. And Eldo, that's the same problem with Gruden. Gruden used to sit up in the booth drawing up plays for 10 years on Monday Night Football, thinking he was a genius. And now, Derek Carr and those guys, instead of trying to just play the game, have to prove to him that they could run his marade, his hundreds of plays. I mean, I know Matt Nagy holds up that card. It looks like a Denny's menu. I think it is. I think he's ordering eggs sometimes, you know. But Gruden should have a book. I think he's got like a big, huge leaflet binder. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So I like the Browns in that game. Giants look good to me. Saints, Drew Brees, getting it done again with the quarterback rules. You can't blow on them. You can't breathe on them. You can't hit them hard. He'll be able to play till he's 71. But so will Eli Manning, maybe. I like the Giants in the game getting 3.5. Steelers minus 3 versus the Ravens. I love the Steelers in this game. I think they're starting to straighten it out, but don't be careful on this one. Be careful. It wasn't one of my stronger picks. The Chiefs minus 4.5 at Denver. This is the only change I'm going to make in this. Only because all three guys took the Broncos mm-hmm. in the Sun Times. I'm going to make a change. Can you make a note of this?
I got a note.
Okay. And you'll leave it somewhere and forget about it. I know this is going to happen, and it will cost against my record.
You know me so well.
Either way, you know, I should stick with my guns. I'll take the Broncos. It's a Monday night game, plus the 4.5. Now, I'm going to tell everybody something that's terrifying about the Chicago Bears, and I want everybody to listen carefully. Mm-hmm. Forget about what I've done. Look at the other people making the Bears picks. Rick Morrissey is 3-0. Rick Morrissey can't pick his nose, but he's 3-0 with the Bears. Okay? Rick Kellender, okay, is 3-0. Somebody's got to tell him.
Now, I've seen Rick pick his nose, so.
Yeah, and that, you know, and you know, Rick is, you know, busy. Who knows what he's doing? He's 3-0. Okay? Adam Johns is 2-1. Patrick Finley's 2-1. But here's my favorite. My guy, Mark Godish. He's 3-0. I'm 3-0. I mean, somebody's going to fall down, go boom.
Yep.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking, and I once again, you want to hear the picks the gutless bear handicappers picked? Okay? How about when the spread is 3, I hate this. No, my guy Adam Johns, I'm not saying he's gutless, but 20-17, Bears. Make it 21. Or are you afraid that it's, you know, they're picking cautiously, just like I am. I didn't make it one of my better picks again. So all of us are waiting for the ambush. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But I'm taking Tampa Bay to cover the spread. I just think the Bears are going, and Tampa Bay smarting off that loss last week, they came back in that game. People said, well, they were playing a prevent defense. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That defense was preventing them maybe from winning because they only lost by, what, three?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to give them credit. So I'm taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in this one, but I am 3-0, and I'm praying to God I'm wrong about that game. Last night I pushed. I had the Rams minus 7, so I broke that little spread. And, I mean, who covers it better than we do?
You! Huh? You're the man!
Come on.
You cover it!
Heart, come on now.
Heart 4803.
Oh, no!
Heart 4803 says that, unfortunately, he has to agree with you on that Bears pick. Greg Braggs Jr., who is taking me out to the Chicago Cubs along with Draft Dr. Phil, says that this show is golden sports talk radio. He says it takes him back to the days when he was driving to work and listening to Mike North on the radio. He says he doesn't agree with you, though, about the Mitch Trubisky.
He never does. He's never going to agree with me. You know, when Mitch will be in street clothes, they won't agree with me 20 years from now. Just like Cutler. There's still people that think Cutler was all that. They won't agree with me. I was right for 8 years. Who tells every? You know, and the same people judging Trubisky are the same knuckleheads, most of them, in the media. You know this as well as I do. That told me for 8 years, after I told them day one it wasn't going to work, that told me, well, it's good they gave Cutler an extension. Are you kidding me? And now I got to listen to them tell me Trubisky's going to make it when they were wrong about that guy from day one. Now, let me just say this. Can I throw something in here?
Absolutely.
All right. I made a little comment last week to the barroom folks. They are Shane. I love them. You know that. Dr. Phil, Bear Girl. You know I love them all.
Oh, yeah.
You know. The one kid, Little Nicky. I love Little Nicky.
Little Nicky's the best.
Tooch.
The Tooch.
Tooch. Oh, there's barflies. I said this because if you remember the first time I ever met you or talked, mm-hmm. you said, could you go on this little show called 100 Proof? Mm-hmm. And I didn't know these wonderful people. Wonderful. And I encountered hate. Vileness. Just downright lack of respect for a man of my ilk. When I said Jordy Nelson was as good as Allen Robinson, and you can book that after what happened last week, folks. And yet I make a comment on Twitter about Jordy Nelson, and the usual talkative Bear Barroom folks, I didn't hear a peep. Now, I will say this. All of them are wonderful people. But I was here watching Bear football 20 years before they were even born, most of them. So I'm going to teach them. I'm not upset. I took it with a grain of salt. I said, here's a bunch of people that are going to be wrong again. Now, that doesn't mean that Allen Robinson is bad. Allen Robinson has 17 catches for 194 yards. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
No.
Right?
Oh.
He's averaging 11 yards a catch. Jordy Nelson was one of the... Last week, folks, Jordy Nelson was clocked twice. Third fastest in the NFL, 20 miles an hour running a patterns. They actually clocked this stuff. He was running 20 miles an hour. And Derek Carr made a comment after the game, and Eldo did this show. Derek Carr said, or he has already said, mm-hmm. I can't believe Green Bay got rid of Jordy Nelson. And if people don't think Aaron Rodgers doesn't miss Jordy Nelson,
that's true.
They're nuts. And I'll stand on what I said about Trubisky. Who is the veteran on that team that's had all sorts of experience to help him in and out? Jordy Nelson was the guy. He's 33 years old, and he's got 11 catches for way more than 194 yards. He's got 226 yards and averaging 20 yards a catch. So let's just wait and see, like I always say. Because when Bear people come up after a game or two and go, look at Allen Robinson, what he's doing, You sound like you should go to the kids' table. All right, Mike, all I had to say.
Mike, let me ask you this question. Would you rather have a wide receiver who can help you for a year or two, like Jordy Nelson, who is 33 years old, or would you rather have a 25-year-old wide receiver who can grow with your quarterback and be around for the next four seasons minimum?
I love Allen Robinson. He's not the I didn't say not to sign him.
Mm-hmm.
What I said is that the Bears need a veteran. And if you look at a lot of the teams, Derek Carr, if you ask Aaron Rodgers right now, do they miss Jordy Nelson just because he's 33 years old? I told you last week, and I'm not comparing him to this guy, but Jerry Rice at 41 at 63 catches.
Mm-hmm.
What I saw last week was a guy that's faster than Allen Robinson, that a guy that gets separation right now better than Allen Robinson. Now, Allen Robinson's tough and has got great hands. But if you're if Allen Robinson, we're waiting for these, you keep saying growing. Buddy, we're playing regular season games now, and Allen Robinson has 17 catches. He's tough. What they're taking away from him is the deep ball, because maybe his leg's not ready yet. And there's no disagreement about that. He's been covered for the most part like a blanket.
Well, I agree.
I mean, all I'm telling you is they had him and Jordy Nelson in the scrap heap, and I said they didn't. So just tell me, is Jordy Nelson still a guy that's viable in the National Football League? Last week tells me yes. It's not his fault they lost the game.
Absolutely. I don't think Jordy Nelson's going to finish the season because he always seems to break down. But
so how about Allen Robinson?
Well, don't jinx Allen Robinson.
Wait a minute, he broke down after 1 year. Jordy Nelson's been a 5-time Pro Bowl.
You're just looking at age. Stop it, Mike. Stop it.
I'm just batting you around a little bit because I'm giving you facts. You know what? Facts hurt, Barroom.
No.
That's going to be on my business card.
That's not true.
But you know what I do love about Allen Robinson? Billboard. He looks like a good signing, but you'd even agree. Last week we said he averaged 8 yards a catch. It's got to get better than that. Not only for, I think he knows that, but you know what? They're calling what's out there. And you know what? You're nuts if you don't take a 7-yard out and they're playing you 12 yards off the ball. But I think that's what they want him to do. Mm-hmm. They're taking away his deep ball right now. And like I said last week, we need somebody like Taylor Gabriel or somebody else to stretch that defense. It's not just about Allen Robinson doing it, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. Now, Mike, we've got 3 minutes left in the show. I want to get your
opinion. Thank God I got the oxygen tank ready.
I want to get your opinion on the Chicago Cubs because, as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to the game courtesy of Greg Rags Jr., going to the game with Draft Dr. Phil. I'm picking up Phil at the airport. We're headed right over to Wrigley Field, and I want to tell Phil something smart about the Cubs because, frankly, Phil and I have been inundated with Bear stuff, and we haven't been paying attention much to the Cubs. Piece of advice can you give me about the Chicago Cubs? What should I know that I can share with Draft Dr. Phil?
Well, they had another big win yesterday, and Pittsburgh is not a team that lays down. Okay, Pittsburgh is a team that's 80-78, but they're in the toughest division in baseball. Mm-hmm. Cubs, Milwaukee, St. Louis. Right now, the Cubs got a 1-game lead. Could it come to a playoff? Yeah, the winner ends up going getting the division. The loser ends up being in the wild card. What I would tell them is about certain things. If they would have done what I asked them to do and signed Arrieta at the beginning of the year, that would have saved others to do other things and also for Arrieta to have a winning record. As it is, if you look at what the Arrieta signing did for the Philadelphia Phillies, they faded at the end, but they were in it until recently, and they're 78-81, which is pretty good for a rebuilding ball club. But you know what? They both shot themselves. Darvish is out and stuff like this. I will tell you this. Bryant disappoints me. Chris Bryant disappoints me badly. I'm not saying he's soft. What I'm saying is where's the commitment? There's guys that are playing on that team hurt more than he is. There's a guy named Arenado in Colorado that's got basically the same shoulder injury that he does. He hits hit in the wrist two nights ago, and he says, I'm going to wait till tomorrow to see. I'll probably sit tomorrow. Excuse me, the Cubs said that. Wait, don't you get up the next day to see how it is? He's already been on the shelf so long. But, you know, here's the beautiful thing. The other guys are stepping up like Amora and Bodie. I love Bodie. Bodie's already had more clutch hits, I think, this year than Bryant's had in his whole career, and he was an MVP. So I like the Cubs to win the division. I think
it's
you know what, information.
You did.
You know, and you know, firing on me. That's the thanks I get.
Now, give me a Ryder Cup update. Give me a Ryder Cup update. Can you do you think the U.S. is going to win this thing?
If they don't win this one on the road, you know what people are going to... This is Phil Mickelson, by the way, either way. Unless he's named captain where he just stands there like Jim Furyk. His last one. He was playing bad down the stretch, number one, the last 3-4 weeks. Tiger had a bad morning, but they were 3-1. They are crapping the bed right now, all of them, as we speak. But there's still time. They could salvage a game or two, but they're getting run over. And Phil Mickelson's been dreadful. He shouldn't play again. You got to play the guy at least once. He made the trip to Paris. Should he have been picked? I think there's better golfers coming down the stretch than he was. But he's Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods. You got eyes on the TVs. Now, you want to win or you want to bring in the highest ratings of all time? You got to ask yourself that because... If his name wasn't Phil Mickelson the last month, he wouldn't have been picked.
Mike, give a shout out to our sponsors and then give us those four top picks again while I roll our closing music.
God, I love the closing credits, even though I'm sorry to see them go. Sorry to say goodbye.
We've officially...
First of all,
go ahead.
Out Verdoliak Law Group, Chicago National Law Firm. Been fighting insurance companies since 1963. The Verdoliak Law Group offers reduced fees. Remember, folks, go see Pete Verdoliak. Go down to Dearborn. Go look at, check out the number. Check them out. Give them a call. Then you got Bet Chicago. If you want to do any type of gambling, plus a contest that's coming up, you got to get into the contest right now, 6 for $6. You got a chance to win up to $10,000. Go to Bet Chicago. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, Bet Chicago is extending themselves. So give them credit. And by the way, if you see Bet Chicago or Verdoliak Law Group, just give them a retweet. Let them know that their sponsorship is working, even though they know it is, and they hear it, and they hear about it on the street. Give them a retweet. Build up their following if you can a little bit. My four games. You know, we might actually get done on time today. I was just thinking about that. I'm very scared about this. I'm glad you're still with me. I thought you left for a second.
I'm here. I'm listening to every word.
Okay. So you can do nothing about it.
Exactly.
You'll go with me this week, and then I'll go 1-3, and then guess who's going to be the bad guy? I'll be like Tony Montana in the restaurant. Say hello to the bad guy. Okay. Texans, plus the 1.5 versus the Colts. Patriots, minus the 6.5 versus the Dolphins. This is a disaster waiting to happen. Cardinals, yuck, plus 3 at the Seahawks, but this is what it says. That's what I got to go with when I chart them. And the 49ers, plus 10.5. And before you say yuck, too, just remember I'm 31-16-1 and 11-1 on Barroom. So that's what you got, ladies and gentlemen.
I love it.
If I have another week like that, can I get myself a little Bonanza music next week? I'll feel like Pac Cartwright. Believe me. Like, I mean, seriously, I watched Bonanza when I was a kid, and I was living in somewhat of a modern building.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to live on the Ponderosa.
Why?
And then, did you see how nice that house was? Plus, they had the hot seat was great, too. What a great house. All right, buddy. They're building them like that now. Log cabins.
That is very true.
Love you, bro.
Hey, love you, too. Remember
to the barroom, people. Thank you.
Remember to visit Verdoliak.com. That's VRDOLYAK.com and BetChicago.com.
Okay.
Mike North, you are the man. I love doing the show with you every Friday. Thank you for everyone that visited the chat room. The podcast will be up in 30 minutes. Goodbye, everybody. Have a great weekend.
So long, everybody.